This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Football, basketball, soccer, and everything else in between. Hey, so getting right into it, football edition. And again, we are slowly getting in to this football thing. Right? Obviously, football is the main thing in Manhattan, Kansas, as KC football will look to get back to Arlington. And look, that's the goal, right? And look, that's the goal. Look, Oklahoma, Texas, we know they're out of conference now, right? K-State, look, they're going to be the conversation for top. At the very latest, the top half of the Big 12. But look, last year we were trying to get back to Arlington for an opportunity to win a Big 12 championship. That did not happen, and that's a disappointment, right? We can't just sit around here and beat around the bush. We do that too much. We just say we do that too much. And look, same thing's going to apply to this year, to this fall, right? When this team goes overseas and start the season with, I guess, Iowa State. Look, and we're gonna drive this point home to myself, Alex Aiden, the Podbean app, this podcast, all the way through. Right, you gotta start off right. Iowa State obviously is gonna present challenges. They're gonna have, and I might be stealing this a little bit from the other podcast I was listening to, Go Power Cat yesterday. Listen to that, not trying to get more information, but I know K-State football. I've been up here, I live in KC specifically for over a year and some change now, but I lived in Manhattan, Kansas for quite a while. You're probably going to say a decade. What in the world? But look, man, there's just no excuse. No excuse around it. I mean, you're going to be mentioned. I'm hearing this in the local stations too, preferably the midday show I keep referring to, which is funny, awesome, and funny, awesome. Sometimes a little off the rails, but we get off the rails too in this podcast. And look, they're going to be in the conversation again. There's no way around it. I mean, you build a top. You look, right now, we have a talented roster. And I have not. Again, we're going to go through the rock again with the transport and all that. You still have pieces. Preferably in the offensive side of the ball. Look, you still have a veteran quarterback with experience. 2 years of it now. And Avery Johnson, right? You have explosive weapons around him. You got an offensive line. You made changes. Well, not necessarily changes, but changes change themselves, right? Matt Wells, the offensive coordinator. Yeah, you still have if we're fortunate to have your DC, Joe Klaneman, still on that side of the ball. Right, you have VJ Payne, who decided to come back for his extra year. Right, and look, Iowa State, you got, and again, we're gonna be driving this point on. You have to win that ball game. There's just no question around it. You have to win this ball game. They beat you in Ames last year, and really in a game where you started off on the wrong foot, turned the ball over in the first possession of the game. And we saw that late. A pattern that it just can't happen. It just cannot happen. It just can't happen. No excuse for it. You're an experienced quarterback, Avery Johnson. Yep. I'm talking to you. Yep. And I look, this is no excuses now. Two, you have experience offensively. You have Austin Romaine, who's getting a lot of recognition, as he should, on the defensive side of the ball. Look, you just cannot. We saw that late, not just the Iowa State game. We saw that Arizona State at home where you fell asleep coming off a bye week. It's just not an excuse. Not an excuse for it. It just can't. And this first game of the year, you don't have the second half. And I can't remember pulling off a hand, but this team started off slow against a sorry-ass opponent. And I'm sorry to be brutal, but look, that's just what it was. It was just brutal. You had to wait the third quarter, a deep pass or whatever it was that got us going. You just can't do it. Iowa State, yeah, they're going to break in however hell of many stars they're going to be doing. But look, Iowa State, they're a Big 12 opponent. This is not your cookie cutter opponent. You got to go over there. It's going to be a national televised game. We already know what time it's going to be. August 23rd. You're starting. This is not a non-con opponent. You're starting off with a rival, a conference opponent. You start off like that. I don't care if they have. I don't care if the other team has experienced stars or not. You're not going to win that ball game. So again, we're going to keep on driving this point home. If K-State is going to start off on the right foot, you're going to have Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, Austin Romaine, VJ Payne. That side of the ball. Look, you're going to have to. You're not going to be a piece of cues. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes here and there, but again, you're going to have to minimize those mistakes to a minimum, a premium, or is it premium? Scratch that, a minimum. Because those mistakes can be costly. We all know that. We all saw it last year. Arizona State pounded us to the ground, and then we tried to come back. It was too late. You cannot put yourself in deep hole. K-State baseball, what happened? Texas put a sixth spot. in the bank, and what happened? K State tried to do all that energy, right? And yeah, we see some miraculous comebacks here and there, and yeah, we see some funky stuff, some weird funky stuff in the college athletics, whether that's football, basketball, baseball. That other teams come from behind and win. I mean, we see all it in baseball this year. K State rallying back late. At home at times to win the baseball game. We saw that. That's a perfect example of it right there. So, again, how important is the first game? Huge. It's hugely important. It's the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Football edition, Eddie Greer, Iowa State, the first game of the season. This fall, August, Dublin, Ireland, overseas. You're going to look, it is what it is, man. Brian Hanley talked about it, said it. Put it on blast. He said it. You just cannot start off slow out of the blocks. You just can't. Huge game, and yeah, you can come back and win, and be right there in the mix. But it's just the fact that you can start off with a win in 2025. Bottom line is, you start off like that, a win can do you wonders, folks. It's just what it is, man. It just gives you confidence for the rest of the season. A guy like Avery Johnson, who, by the way, opened up his camp, I believe last week, by the way, and rightfully so, you are the face of the university. He starts off with him, right? Obviously, so again, can he take the next steps? And what he has to do, that's what he has to do. He has to learn and grow. You've had 2 years of experience now. Two. Along with a little bit of playing experience, I believe his first year. But with Will Howard, I believe, right? You had a full year. Now, can you apply that, right, to propel this team to be obviously Big 12 contenders, but obviously get yourself back to where you need this team to go, back to Arlington to contend for a Big 12 championship. This is where this program's at, and I'm not talking about national championship. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about the conference specifically. This team right here, this roster right here, gonna have the opportunity to contend. It has to start right away. It just has to start right away. And it begins on August 23rd. You just can't. You can't afford to start off slow. The schedule and it could. I buried a question yesterday on yesterday's episode or one of the episode yesterday. That we do play Baylor. Okay, so I need to get this schedule memorized. That's what's up. We do play Baylor. So, all right, yeah, that's going to be a hard-ass game. It's tough that KU, they're going to have something to say. We all know what happened with KU last year. KU should have beat us last year. That didn't happen. We caught breaks. It should not come down. This team needs to be on its A game. again, the big troll. I'm not saying the big troll is easy, because it's never ain't. It's never the easy moment in the Big 12. You're gonna get you're gonna get these moments. Example: Houston. K1's wild guy. I was so hot. Houston again. So again, you've been with me last year for the football season postcast. After every game, Houston. This goes back again. You've been with me since the beginning. Variation of this podcast. I was hot after Arizona. Definitely hot after Houston. This team gonna have to be on step up of his A game. That's for sure. And Iowa State, I even said it outside of football with track and everything else like that. You gotta set the tone. That's what it is. You got to set the tone. If K-State's gonna be contenders in the Big 12, you have to set a tone. And the bottom line is you have to be Iowa State. That's the first game of the year. Very first game of the year. Very first conference game of the year. National televised. You got to go overseas. It's just the bottom line for this team. So set the tone. Again, a lot of more of this on this game. We're going to be breaking it down. I'm hopeful. Hopefully. Again, it's not a promise. Hopefully to bring on somebody over the on Iowa State side. It's probably going to have to be a Podbean episode for sure. So definitely, I want to get the other end of that side. So it won't be on this feed, but it'll definitely be on the Podbean feed, because I'm gonna have to get over there. Because unless I find an Iowa State fan over here in the Kansas City area somewhere. But yeah, that's what it is. Set the tone. That's gonna be the key for K State in the fall of 25 and August 23rd. Set the tone. That you're not messing around. You have experience on both sides of the ball, and particularly in the offensive side of the ball. Set the tone. Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, Jace Brown. Set the tone. Doubling Ireland. Going down August 23rd. Here, Lincoln's Classic. It's going to be huge. It's a huge confidence booster. It gives you that confidence. But you don't. You're behind the eight ball. Already. Conference-wise, anyway. So, there you go. The Pearl Project Podcast, a lot more coming on this Iowa State game, because that's the very first game of the year for K-State football. All things K-State sports. Get it! Wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, Google, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcasts, Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast, GRIER number 3, EDID, Process Podcast for more K-State content. Me and Alex will record tomorrow night. So it's going to be a busy Friday night there on that end. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports.